The first lesson for today is from the 60th chapter of Isaiah. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you, and the wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah, all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. The second lesson for today is from the second chapter of Matthew. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet." "And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may go also and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. This is the word of God. Thanks be to God.
Pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, Merry Christmas. Here we are on the ninth day of Christmas, so we're rushing it a bit to be celebrating the 12th day of Christmas, which is Epiphany. Yet there is much to celebrate. We read of the wise men coming to Jesus, and in our reading, we find the first time that the good news of God's incarnation reached eyes and ears and hearts which were not Jewish. This story is the left bookend to the right bookend, which is the commissioning found in the last lines of the Gospel of Matthew. "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations." The good news met those outside the faith tradition into which it had been literally born. We are all commissioned to bring the good news outside and inside our faith tradition. Jesus as an infant surely did no evangelizing in the way he brought the good news. He just was the good news, and it was enough. St. Francis of Assisi most often gets credit for the saying, "Preach the gospel at all times. When necessary, use words." Whether he said it or not, the heart of the message is true. We needn't use words to share the good news. We have been commissioned to be the good news. The people of Israel, whom Isaiah addresses, understood themselves to be the chosen people of God. Not chosen as in more special than any other. Chosen as in chosen for God's purposes. Chosen to be the good news. Isaiah is speaking to people who have recently been released from exile, where their possessions and their land and even their family members were taken from them, sold off, traded, or just taken. In the same book of Isaiah, written much earlier to the same people of Israel, exiled again and again, it says, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined." It is these same people and the same kind of darkness and this same light which we read about today. "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn." These people, stripped of possessions, were not poor. They had something far more valuable, the light which had come to them. They were chosen to be the good news. Arise, shine. Today, as we celebrate Epiphany, we celebrate what was set in motion by the rising and shining of a star, which drew people from afar to Jesus. If I may jump around with my astrophysical metaphors a bit, our light has come, Jesus, whose brightness causes us to shine, to reflect his own brightness. You may ask, who am I to shine? Or perhaps you think you cannot shine as brightly as others. Or perhaps you are afraid to try because you might do it wrong or you might fail. You were chosen to be the good news. Jesus did not come to give us the right words, but to show us how we have already been created to be good news, to remind us that we were created as bearers of good news by and through our very being. If worry about screwing it up holds you back, keeps you from boldly being the good news, then I offer this word. An astute and faithful man, Jason Swarovski, found something in the classic Charlie Brown Christmas as he watched it again recently for its 50th anniversary. In the memorable scene where Linus tells the true meaning of Christmas, he and his ever-present security blanket step forward into the light, and he begins reciting Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. This is what Swarovski noticed. Right in the middle of speaking, Linus drops the blanket. Swarovski provides the backstory, reminding us that Linus is regularly derided and chided to give up his blanket, But as Sirosky says, even though his security blanket remains a major source of ridicule for the otherwise mature and thoughtful Linus, he simply refuses to give it up. Until this moment, when he simply drops it. At the specific moment when he utters the words, "Fear not," and continues, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Sirosky is convinced this was very deliberate on Charles Schulz's part, and has gone on to suggest this reason. The birth of Jesus separates us from our fears. The early Israelites, to whom Isaiah wrote, could not have imagined God incarnate, but they knew that God's light was greater than all the losses, sorrows, and indignities they had experienced. The thing is, its value, the value of God's light, is so contrary to the value system of the world. God's light finds its greatest value for the bearer when it is given away. God's light finds its greatest value for the bearer when it is given away. Arise, shine is not merely poetic. It is a command. We read of the wise men, when they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. Friends, in this world which needs so much joy, overwhelming joy at that, we must arise and shine and be the good news and give away the light that God has given us. It is the Holy Spirit's power which creates believers. That is not on us. That is not our commission. The command in Matthew 28:19 is most often translated as "go therefore and make disciples." But mathetesoute can also be translated as "be a disciple." Go, therefore, and be. Arise. Shine God's light upon others by being light for others. Fear not, for the source of your light has come. Let us pray. God who brings light and life, we humbly ask your help in being that life and light for others. Amen.